Hello, beautiful soul, and welcome to the Empowerment Effect podcast. My name is Eileen Bennett, and I am your host. This podcast is step 7 of the Empowerment Effect. Take baby steps. The mantra for this step is, if you haven't given up, you're still moving forward. And step 7 takes us into the third phase of the triple A of absolutely everything, which is action. So you've done the work from steps 1 to 6 to raise your awareness and acknowledge your responsibilities. And now it's time to do something about it. And it gets easier that you've built up momentum. You're 60% through the Empowerment Effect level 2. And in just 3 more steps, you're ready to live as an empowered individual and to help others on their way. And you have embodied the philosophy of the Empowerment Effect starts with me. Now, it would be very tempting to rush through the remaining steps. You've come so far and you are so close. But there is really no need to hurry. I've often been guilty of skimming over the last few parts of a course. I'd start off with great enthusiasm and fully committed to whatever I was asked to do. I'd give 100% and more for a while. Then I'd run out of steam. I just want to get it finished or have some other time commitment looming. So I'd rush through the last few lessons to get to the end, only to be disappointed by my results. Does that sound familiar? You have invested too much of yourself to make that mistake now. Gift yourself the time and attention it takes to get this right. Taking baby steps means celebrating the progress you've made so far while still moving forward. It means trying, failing, and trying again without judgment or criticism, because if you haven't given up, you're still moving forward. Think back to the baby we met there in step 6. How would you like him or her to experience learning new things? How would you support that learning? How would you offer encouragement? How would you react if he or she made a mess when learning to use a spoon, fell down when learning to walk, mixed up words when learning to talk, or had an accident when potty training? Would you be kind and encouraging, or would you make fun of the child? Would you say he or she is stupid, will never learn, is hopeless, is not trying hard enough, will never be good enough? That's how we often speak to ourselves. But I imagine if you were speaking to that child, you'd be encouraging and supportive. You'd willingly clean up the mess. You'd offer a steady hand. You'd correct gently and kindly. You'd reassure. And you would celebrate every time that child got something right. As adults, when we make a mistake or fall short of a goal, or experience failure in a business or relationship or any aspect of life, we're faced with 2 choices. We can feel defeated and tell ourselves all kinds of plausible stories about how we were never going to succeed anyway. The timing was wrong. Our luck ran out. We didn't have the right people in place. We don't have what it takes. It was a stupid idea from the start. The stars were misaligned, etc., etc., etc. Or we can choose to learn from the experience. Make whatever adjustments we need and keep putting one foot in front of the other, starting with baby steps, until we have recovered our confidence and momentum. So many of us forget that baby steps are still steps. Baby steps mean you are trying, you're making progress, and you're moving towards your vision. But step 7 is all about reassurance, and we all need a little reassurance from time to time. It's also about forgiveness. Many of us can forgive others when they slip up, but then we beat ourselves up for not being perfect. The Empowerment Effect is about learning that your kindness, understanding, and forgiveness must start with you. As long as you give to others without consistently nourishing yourself, you're giving away your beautiful energy and diminishing your power to make a real, positive, sustainable contribution on any level. On the basis that if you haven't given up, you're still moving forward, you are winning. So how are you going to celebrate that? How are you going to nurture yourself today? How are you going to acknowledge your progress? What will you do to reward yourself for your tenacity? How will you ensure that your boundaries are strong and healthy? What will you do today to honor the unique and wonderful individual that you are. Now that you can see you're making progress, all you need to do is keep on keeping on, which brings us to step 8. If you'd like to know more, go to eileenbennett.com and there's loads of free resources there. Or you can find my Facebook page, it's The Empowerment Effect, and there's a private Facebook group also called The Empowerment Effect. Lots of free resources for you so you have no excuses not to get up and get going.